Jamie Soleil and David Pelletier, Jim Shea, Sarah Hughes, Derek Parra, Olympians who have become household names after winning gold medals in Salt Lake City. Now, you might think that the athletes' time in the spotlight would put some gold in their pockets from endorsement riches. Well, Stefan Fatsis, sports writer with the Wall Street Journal, joins us now, as he does most Fridays. Stefan, should we assume that Olympic champions become hot commodities because they have Olympic gold medals?
No, we shouldn't, and I think that most people do. The one thing we forget is that particularly with the Winter Games, these are sports that few of us cared about 2 weeks ago and few of us will care about tomorrow.
Well, why do you think this is? Why is it that being an Olympic champion in the age of professionalism of the Olympic Games doesn't yield big money?
Well, for one, corporations understand what the general public doesn't, and that's that people are going to forget most of the names of these Olympians, not to mention their sports. We're talking about bobsled and aerial skiing, sports that don't have much exposure and, as a result, don't merit big marketing commitments from mainstream companies. And the larger factor is that we're in a recession. Companies just don't have the money to spend to hire athletes. They have very, very tight marketing budgets right now.
So who in the past from the Olympic Games has actually become a household name based on their success, and how have they done?
If we look at the last Winter Olympics in Nagano, Japan, Michelle Kwan and Tara Lipinski, the figure skaters, they've both done extremely well, multi-million dollar endorsement income. Peekaboo Street, the skier, also has done pretty well, but there's a big drop off after them. And then when we look at the 2000 Summer Games in Sydney, Australia, it's even more remarkable. Marion Jones, the track star, has become a fairly familiar figure. And after that, this wrestler, Rulon Gardner, the gigantic heavyweight wrestler, he's done
frostbite the other day in Wyoming.
That's right. He's done a few deals, and I spoke with his agent, Michael Suttle. He says that Gardner's done deals with Sony, A6, Dr. Scholl's, a couple of agriculture companies because he grew up on a dairy farm. And he had to work extremely hard to get that handful of deals. And he understands that when companies look at these athletes, they say it's hard to put a lot of faith into an Olympian who may or may not be around in 4 years and may not be around in the public eye in 4 weeks.
So looking ahead to who might indeed capitalize on this success from Salt Lake City, it would seem Sarah Hughes, the gold medal winner in the women's figure skating, would be the most likely. Who after her?
Well, Michelle Kwan, I think, is going to stay on top of her podium, and she is one of the most beloved athletes, Olympic athletes, that have come along in years, and I think she's going to keep that regardless of her second Olympic defeat. I think some of the athletes who had built up name recognition before the games, Apollo Ono, the short track speed skater, maybe Jim Shea, the skeleton sled rider whose father and grandfather had won Olympic gold, maybe they'll have some deals that will be substantial. These snowboarders certainly appeal to a younger audience, which is very, very important, and they're going to get some short-term niche deals for sure. And marketers say that what's real interesting here is that a lot of these athletes will certainly make some money off of the Olympics, but the kind of work they'll get will be business-related. Customer calls, corporate hospitality, handshaking, teach the client staff how to ride a luge, but not necessarily big-time commercials. Not as glamorous, but it pays off, and Olympic athletes are happy when it pays off in any way.
Sure beats working, I bet.
It does, and it helps them train for the next games if they stick around.
Stefan, thank you very much. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.